Previously on Short Quest Long Rest, Good Vibrations.
So, let's roll the first of what I expect to be many initiatives today.
I am slung over Vertosh's shoulder like I am the damsel from King Kong.
This feels like a 90s action movie.
Who wants to put money on whether I hit something?
She's a lady, she knows what she wants.
That explodes, filling the fucking hallway.
Slap microjets on his sticky bomb and yeet it into that doorway.
Well, actually, they're probably just going to try to shoot at that fucking big thing again. It's still there.
Burn, baby, burn.
You put death in there, Scree. You put death in there.
Lighten him up.
You see, he probably smells what's cooking down there, so he's just...
Oh yeah, you smell what the rock is cooking.
Yep. You know what, I'm gonna start doing some housekeeping, getting rid of some of these bodies. Just so it's not so hard to fucking keep track of everything. Oh shit, I forgot to add Red! God damn, you guys have too many people! It's my fault.
Okay.
You know what, Red's gonna be up with the rest of the goblins.
You know what?
What's up?
Red had one of my... Can we retcon this? Can we say Red had one of the flushbusters and was off in the background dropping a flushbuster?
Oh, fuck yeah. You guys did that? So yeah, he snuck into this little fucking thing right there, and then now he comes running up and is just like...
Chaos gremlins.
Yeah.
Yep.
Well, I mean, I guess while Oris is here, he's gonna check these computers, see if he can do anything from here.
What are you trying to do?
See if there's like anything he could do about reinforcements getting not able to come and get them. He's gonna see if he can send out a signal to activate his droids.
Dude.
Hooray.
You don't have enough fucking shit on the goddamn board.
More stuff.
Basically, they would just help us, like, divert attention.
No, it's cool. I know exactly what's going to happen. Go ahead.
Go ahead, what? What am I doing?
Yeah, give me a hacking.
Which one's hacking? Engineering?
Yeah.
Computers.
Yep.
I'm a computer.
23.
Oh, wow.
23.
Get to 23. Yeah. Fuck.
It's like me piloting.
You have a plus 18. Yep. He is a computer's boy. So it takes you a little bit to hack into it, but you are able to get to your computer stuff or get your the robots, like their thing, and you can get them starting to boot up, but it's going to be a couple turns before they're actually fully activated. Okay, are you giving them any instructions?
I'm going to take Aristo off their kill list.
Okay, so kill is Lanty?
All but Aristo. But other Aslantes, okay. Yes. That's what their list is. Take them out.
Okay, guys. So, I assume crew and, like, Aslanti. Gotcha. Okay, just making sure. I just want to get this clear as far as who it's targeting, because, you know, some of these people have not been seen by these robots and stuff like that. So,
oh, yeah.
Just trying to get specific. Okay, no problem. That is Oris's turn. The robots are booting up. Let me fucking pull those assholes over.
Yay!
Sorry, I
don't even know where I put
it,
those
so.
Fucking things. No, it's all good. I just gotta figure out where the fuck I put those robots. I know they're on the fucking relic. I'll just go to the relic real fast. There they are. Pop up. Control C. Bags of Galta. Control V. Okay, that's all these guys are real fast. Put the ship back. Okay, back to where we were. Oris, good turn. Moving on. That leads us to Ginger. Ginger, what are you doing on the back of that crazy snoo snoo fucking enraged monster.
I am going to slip free.
Okay. Okay.
And now, do I need to make an action for that?
I'm gonna say yeah. This thing wants to hold you, so go ahead and give me a like acrobatics check or something along those lines. Or if you can, if you want to give me something else, like if you want to try to convince it to put you down or something along those lines, you tell me what you want to roll, and we'll see if it works.
Let's see. My acrobatics is a plus 10, plus 4 because of my armor. Yeah. I'm a very acrobatic person.
Yes.
Or I could roll a... What is it? Diplomacy. That's a plus 12. No, I think I'll stick with the one where I can just slip free.
Okay.
So I'm going to try and do it like very, very subtly, but I they're going to notice.
Mm-hmm. We'll see. They're kind of tore up. They just ate some things.
Okay.
Or not tore up. So they're upset and focused on getting shot and, you know, eating people.
So then... One, then plus 4. Okay.
Yeah.
That's a 33.
33 will fucking do it. God damn. Man, you guys just roll sometimes. So yeah, fucking Ginger, you slip right out of that thing's grasp. In fact, it has no idea that you slipped out of its grasp. It's like...
Then I'm going to head down this direction with 25 feet of movement. And is this door locked or unlocked?
It's shut, but you should be able to activate it.
Okay. And then with my crazy, let's see, I have 50 feet of total movement.
Okay.
So rest of my movement, I am going inside.
Kidoki.
I'll be back in a moment. Ooh, okay. So maybe I would probably actually wind up here just in case.
Okay, okay.
So my action and my move, that should be me.
Okie dokie. So we're going to take a cut, just a cut for a second. As you come into the room, you see Sylvana. And she is at this airlock right here. This is an airlock actually leading outside. And you see she's got like a suit on and like ready to go out. Like opening the door as you walk in, and she's like, I told you all to leave. What are you doing?
I am shocked you can recognize me. I guess I just have one of those faces.
Oh, shit, I guess, never mind. Retroact that, I forgot you're a fucking lizard. She's like, who are you? Are you an escaped prisoner?
No, I know your son.
you know Eddie?
I do. And I think the Aslanti, you escape here. They're going to imprison you, no? You come with me.
No, you don't understand. If I go with you, everything I've worked for is gone. Everything I've put in. If I...
Lady, you think they're going to let you keep working?
My research is too important to them. They won't stop me.
Okay, Plan B. You're coming with me, and I'm going to pull the gun on her.
Oh, fuck.
Smooth.
Okay, you're coming with me.
That's the end of my turn.
You see her put up her hands and then cut back to...
I am not asking mon ami.
Yeah, you're my prisoner.
I thought we could do it the polite way, but no, you want to be a bitch.
Hey, now, that's my mother you're talking about.
Yeah, and she's a bitch.
I will slap you.
I never met her.
Yeah. Exactly. You haven't even seen her. You were in a fucking null space chamber, just dead to the world, the whole meet. Anyways, back to... Who the fuck is this? I don't even know. One second. Let me click on them and see. Oh, yeah, there they are. So, click back to this Golta prison guard up here, surrounded by this fucking flaming behemoth. And he is too afraid. Well, he knows if he tries to shoot it, it's going to kill him. So he's going to, from his belt, pull his tack lash and try to whip the fire elemental. Does a 15 hit? Eddie?
What?
Does a 15 hit the fire elemental?
Sorry. Draft.
The draft. For anybody that doesn't know, Eric has been going back and forth between watching the NFL draft as this goes, which is understandable. It's a thing.
But speaking of the back draft... no, it doesn't.
Okay. 17. Sweet. So yeah, he...
No, 19 KAC, sorry.
He takes out his little whip, and he whips at it, and it just goes through the thing. Like, it almost like it just... It, like, It does a decoupled temple pulse, and the thing goes right through it. That's a word. Shut
decouples.
Up. It decouples the part of the bales. So it does nothing, and it can't. Well, actually, we'll try to. Oops, that's not what I meant to do. It's going to try to do another strength check to see if it can get free and run away, because it's terrified that there is a giant flaming beast that literally just engulfed a friend of theirs right in front of them. And as he stands next to his buddy, he's like, "Paviata, go! I will cover you." He's like, "I'm stuck too." Which brings us to Vertosh.
Oh, God.
What is Vertosh doing?
Oh, Lord. Lord have mercy.
Well, actually, since you have lost control of Vertosh, Vertosh is going to sprint up to this fucking doorway and is going to attempt to rip the door off its hinges.
All right.
So let's go ahead and do a nice little damage thing. 24 definitely hits. Let's do damage. Yeah, I'd say that's all right. So, it gets its hands in between, like, the little gaps in the door and just pulls them open. And when it does, that guy's just standing there like, oh my god!
Just shits his pants.
Yep. But that uses up Ratasha's turn. So, moving on to Sedona. Sedona is going to move up to the group and head up right next to Eddie. And it's going to be... We need to get out of here. Taking too much time.
That's the goal. A lot of dudes in the way. It's the problem. Maybe you should have been put in a prison with less dudes in it.
Well, unfortunately, I didn't have a say about that one. Dirt on knowledge.
Also warning me that my mother was here would have been nice.
And she kind of looks at you for a second as like, Sylvana's here.
Just points across the room.
That wasn't supposed to happen. That's not in the... And she kind of stifles off a little bit. But I'm trying to think. Does she have any fun ability? So yeah, that's all she does for right now. Nothing special. Which brings us down to Grub. Grub's going to move up with everybody as well. And the Aeon Guard is going to take a guarded step back. And is going to try to shoot this fucking thing. Does an 18 hit that big fucker?
18 KC does not...
Hit. Oh, I'm sorry. This is for Tosh. It's not the... But no, 18 does not hit for Tosh either. Holy fuck!
I got more gems.
Do you?
No.
I was gonna say, I was like, what?
I wish.
Yeah.
Those are incredible. I'm gonna buy more.
Yeah, that's understandable. They are expensive. Luckily,
yep, sure
Talmarin put the bill, but... But which brings us to Boo. What's Boo doing?
Oh, damn, what is Boo doing? Well, I don't think they really care to listen to Scree, even though Scree's saying to go, go, mm-hmm. go. So I'm probably going to roll a dice and see if they go after the guy in here or the guys up here.
Oh, gotcha. Honestly, they're pretty much listening to you and Red. Remember, you guys saved them, and they are very much in your debt. So you tell them what to do. That's fine. You don't have to roll to like, navigate them. They are very much enthralled with you and Red right now. You're goblin heroes right now. The chosen ones. You're gonna have statues made of you and shit. With your little pot belly and your pink fucking leotard.
Alright, Scree's going to go.
Nice. And that means follow me!
Follow me! So can they run after Scree when he moves?
Oh, sure. Sure, so you're telling them to just kind of stay on your six. I like it. Okay, so they will follow you when you go. They're going to hold their turn, which brings us to Eddie. Eddie, what you doing, buddy?
Just going to hop in here. Turn to Oris. Releasing the security bots?
Yep.
All right, starts typing.
Okay.
He's going to help him hack.
You're going to help him hack? Okay.
Yep.
Give me a computer's roll.
Ah, shit.
16. I will say it still reduces the amount of time it's going to take by one round. So at the end of this round, they'll be up and rolling.
Eddie will be like, should be up to you to finish it off.
Nice. Which brings us to Aristo Mornestra.
Yeah, and I think Aristo, he's kind of glancing around the corner to see how the elemental is doing. I'm like, oh, that's fine. Yep. But once he catches sight of Eddie going over to help Oris, he gets a kind of funny look on his face.
Oh.
Now, I don't know about the rest of you, but Aristo, based on some of the skills that that Dane here gave him, is a bit of a savant when it comes to some things. And he is going to join Oris at the computer and kind of look at Eddie as he's still got his hands on the keyboard. Can I give it a try?
He just looks, he looks a little surprised. Yeah, have at it.
Yep. Yeah. Now remember, I had earlier established that he is a level one envoy. Now, level one envoys, they get a default skill expertise and sense motive. They also get a skill expertise and a skill of their choice at level one. And before the session started, I had established his second skill expertise. And you know what I decided? I decided to go with the skill, and I'm going, this is leading up to something.
I was going to say, this is like in the fucking like courtroom dramas, but like, and you know what he did with that knife that day, everybody?
So I noticed that because of some training that had done in previous sessions with Oris, that he has a skill focus in computers. So I thought at the time, you know what? Why wouldn't he take an expertise too? So he's also going to help with the computer's check to get those things online.
Awesome.
And that is why.
Yeah. And which leads us to this moment, where I will roll this die.
Watch me roll a fucking one.
I'm waiting for it. Right, I love now. It. I was.
Here she comes.
What I wanted. I wanted you to talk
all that
much.
All that
just
build, all that
for
build
a
up to
one.
I love that. Yeah, three.
No, well, Maddie, three.
He rolls a 9.
Hey, 19's still pretty good.
Yeah, 19's not bad. So, yeah, with that, Aristo's like with you guys, and then.
I mean, I think I could have done better.
Somewhere in the back of your heads, you hear Goliath online. Yeah.
Jesus.
Okay.
That shit's happening behind the scenes.
So, yeah,
I have not.
So, Aristo, as much as a fucking goofball as he is also weirdly a computer savant. Yep.
Yes, he is. Well,
is that surprising?
The main thing why we went with that was because he was, remember we said he was a navigations expert. He's also very good at piloting, too.
Yeah. Not as good, not nearly as
no,
good
not
as
even
Eddie,
close.
But
I think
like
he's like a plus 11.
If Eddie ever needed like a backup that he needed to tap.
Or a gunner. Gunners use piloting.
Or a gunner.
So, which brings us to Sadoon. Sadoon, what are you doing?
Gonna cry.
Nice.
Come on, Sadoon. You got this.
I'm gonna cheese it. Oh. I'm gonna go all the way down the hallway.
Okay.
In the heart of the cards.
And I'm stopping at the corner here.
Okay.
Very scared of those doors, but I would rather be here.
Nope, completely understandable.
Okay, I'm gonna put myself in the center, but I'm just peeking.
Okay. What you seeing, bud?
I see robots. Fuck.
Oh, friends.
Yep.
Robot friends.
Yep.
So I run all the way down the hall, poke my head around the corner, look both ways. Shit.
Yep.
Tuck back in.
And with that,
Sadoon was talking to the robots, called them their little buddy.
As you ran past, this door opens up.
Fuck.
And a robot steps out behind you. And you're in trouble, bud. Anyway, is that your turn?
Yep. That's all I can do.
Yep. And real quick, we're going to have these boys join the fight. It's fun because I wasn't sure if this was all going to be one big thing. I assumed that we were going to have, like, several combats throughout this, but you guys keep pushing on. I love it. Moving on, we got a Scree. Scree, what you doing?
Scree can even see the back end of one of the robots. But Scree was heading that way anyway, so. You know what? Fuck it. This is a good time. Scree's gonna try and jump off of this.
Yep.
Get as much air as possible. And try and whip out his wingsuit.
Oh! I love it! I fucking love it! Okay, yes.
And try and down the hallway to catch up to Sidhu. And kind of see
yes.
the robots in the way and be like, ah!
I'll tell you what, I don't care how big this fucking hallway's supposed to be, you give me a roll of acrobatics and we're gonna see how high you get in the air. And what's the rules on that thing? It's how many feet per, like, 5 feet?
Hang on, I think I can...
Okay, wingsuit grants you +5 circumstance bonus to acrobatics. Okay, so give me an acrobatics with that, and you get a +5. The height is at least 30 feet. If you see it at this check, you don't land prone, blah, 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 blah. Check succeeds, reduce the damage. Result 1d6. Result 30. Result... You move up to 10 feet for every round spent falling. Okay. So, yeah, we'll see what you get. 35. Okay, perfect. So, yeah, you launch off the thing. So what do you normally can move, like max running?
35 is his normal movement speed.
35.
And then if he's running, he can do 7.
70. Okay, so if he's, well, 70, you know, if you're running, you get to do 4 times your normal running momentum.
Yes, we'll just do the running thing.
You know what? I'll say you can move in wingsuit instead. I like that. So I'm going to say you can wingsuit essentially to this robot if you want. I like that. I think it's really fucking cool.
He's gonna try and land on its back.
I love it. Fuck yeah. So yeah, you fucking run and you vault off that thing, do a fucking somersault and whoosh, Batman style, fucking wingsuit out and just fucking soar down the hallway, like, and fucking land on this thing's back. Give me a fucking entropic strike.
Ooh, didn't know I got to attack it.
Oh yeah, if you were, that's what I was saying. You can do the wingsuit thing. I like it. So, and trust me, you guys are going to need it. unfortunately, that does not hit. But yeah, you get on it and it like immediately is like and trying to like slam at you the back to like it's freaking out because it's behind you. Which brings us to Red. What's Red doing?
Oh, shoot. Red would be following.
Okay, cool. So you want him to just run?
I can't see Red from down here.
Oh yeah, he's way the hell back up here. But you just want him to run down to catch up with you?
Yeah, the goblins are following.
Okay. And
oh god, the goblins are following.
You did tell him to follow. I love it. So unfortunately, he did not have a wingsuit, so he is not going to do that. Galtagard up here is going to go ahead and he's going to hit his comms. And once again, call for help. And then you guys hear, over the fucking things again, protocol Saffron in effect.
Saffron? Yep. Why is it changing?
It's fine.
Okie dokie. Yeah, he does that, and he's going to try to take a swing at this fucking thing. He's not going to try to get free. He's just going to use that as his move action. And he's going to try to also use Attack Lash. Add an added 4, and it's not gonna fucking do shit. So yeah, these guys are both like swinging at this thing. It's essentially like incorporeal, or yeah, incorporeal. Jesus, why am I having such
incorporeal?
Yes. Okay. There you go. So he's like whipping at these things, and it's like the lashes are going through him, and he's like, Diometius, are we going to die?
What was that?
Yes, Paviato, we are.
Diometius.
That's actually their names. Like, that's all these characters hilarious. Have fucking names. D-E-O-M-I-T-I-U-S. Diomedius. Oh, and the other one is Paviata. And that guy down there is Toriver, that the fucking giant robot or lizard's about to murder. So, fun. Which brings us to Security Robot 1, which... has not been alerted yet. It walked out. The other one walked out into the hallway. Sidhu has not shown themselves, so Security Robot 1 is not going to engage yet. Which brings us to Elemental Large. What is Large Elemental doing?
His name is Bernie.
Bernie, that's right. Feel the burn. Bernie Cinders.
Bernie's gonna burn.
I like
Bernie
it.
Cinders, that's hilarious.
Well done. I'm here. I'm going to burn these guys, and... I'm going to make sure that everyone's unionized.
He speaks
and...
like a very, like, you know, New York kind of guy. All right, yeah, he's going to attack.
Are you unionized? And then he's going to attack.
Total 27.
27 definitely hits. Give me that damage.
Well, still, I'll take it.
Yeah. Which one is he hitting?
This one right here.
Okay, he's dead.
Yay!
So, how does he die?
Oh, you mean that's how he kills people. He Kirby's.
He just keeps grabbing him. He grabs that guy,
yeah.
Shoves him in, just pulls oh, yeah. up.
He's just going to have like, a collection of armor in there.
Bobby, I have to know! Gone.
Yep.
Oh, Jesus.
Yeah, Lando gets it.
With a Kirby.
Yeah, Kirby just eating everything in the room. That's what he does.
It's what he does. Okay, next up.
It's great. It's like a summoned friend who also cleans up all of the evidence.
That is 100% true.
It's the perfect crime.
Sort of, kind of is. Oris, your turn, buddy.
Guess I'm going to move down this hall a little bit, but tired of this changing stuff, so reach into his coat and activate.
Okay, the handheld device, originally designed by the stewards, da-da-da-da-da. Oh, it's the signal jammer you fucking got from, like, way back in the day, huh?
Comms up to 4 miles are now jammed.
Interesting.
Are they space jammed?
Totally space jammed.
Interesting.
Are they NBA jammed?
They're on fire.
Okay. Man, and apparently I can't buy a bucket.
That was hilarious. Good job, Adam. It's on fire. That was funny.
That was pretty funny. Anyways, yeah. Shit. Okay, so the things are jammed. What does it take to use that? It's what's to use an item? Is it a move action?
I mean, I moved, so I figured I'm just making that my action.
Oh, okay, that's fine. Yeah, no problem. So that is your action, which brings us to Ginger. Ginger, Lizard Ginger. What? You have now put a gun to Sylvana's head, essentially, and told her that she's coming with you. She's put her hands up. She's like, you have no idea what you're doing, you fool.
What can I say? I go by instinct. You could call me Meme Lemieux.
She's like, is that a reference to something I don't follow?
Something
what?
About you. You have a certain je ne sais quoi.
She's like, she starts to look very uncomfortable.
So if she doesn't come with us, all right. So if I were to prompt her to move with me, would she go?
Give me an intimidate check.
All right, that's what I was looking for. Okay, and we have skill expertise.
Jesus.
Oh.
An 18.
We've been rolling like.
With only rolling a 2. Good.
Yeah. How does she not have sense motive? Okay, I'm going to give her just a d20
she
then.
She just automatically fails. I mean,
that's not how that works.
Oh, come on, bro. Oh, yeah.
She rolled a 1.
Even if I were to say she had like a plus fucking 10 or whatever, she still fucking fails. Okay. Yeah, so she doesn't know you. She doesn't know what the fuck you are. She doesn't know why you're here. She doesn't know. She knows that you know her son and that at least that's what you said. And she's just like, fine, where are we going? And she puts her hand up and goes to follow you.
Yeah, I'm going to take her by the elbow, and I'm going to take my gun. It's going to go into her rib cage, just to remind her, poking, prodding along. And going to steer, let's see, she can probably only move 30 feet. So I'm not going to go my full 50. We're just going to, go out into the hallway here.
Okay.
Move them little feeties.
And she is going to be ahead of me.
Okie dokie.
We are bringing this one along. So that her experiments can come to an end.
All right.
Would you rather I shoot her?
He just looks at you like, really?
And yeah, Mew Mew just kind of shrugs.
I'm sorry, is that his name?
Yeah.
Is now.
Mew Mew?
Mew Mew.
Mew
Mew? Mew Mew? I am a Mew the Lizard. What can I say? Les poissons.
If you like, I mean, it would probably make life easier.
She puts her hands up. She looks at you, Edward. She's like...
Edward.
She's like, Edward, everything we've worked for is gone. You can't do this to me. My life's work.
He looks away.
Okie dokie.
She's going to have to do a better job of convincing him than that.
Okay, no problem.
Yep, She's getting frog marched out of here.
Giving him zero details. Saying it's her life's work means nothing to him. He has no idea what that means. Yeah, he has no idea what that means.
Nope. It's perfectly fine. She hasn't told you. You don't know. You were fucking kids last time you saw her. Yep. Makes perfect sense that you wouldn't understand. So.
Also, yeah, kind of what Elise said.
I didn't catch
you. She's saying my life's work to her son.
Eddie's kind of supposed to be that.
Yep. Absolutely.
At least more than he has been. So.
So this guy tries to tacklash the giant fire elemental one more time. Nope. Which leads us back to Vertosh. And Vertosh.
No! The robot!
Is hungry.
That's not a robot.
This one's not the robot.
Oh,
this one's just a normal guy.
Oh, okay.
No.
Well, fuck him then.
That's a person in a suit.
17.
It still hits, doesn't it?
No, it doesn't.
Oh.
Actually, it misses. This one ducks under it and he's like.
Oh, thank God.
He's like, filthy creature!
Uh-oh. I'm just gonna get mad.
Now he needs
to die. Yeah, we're just gonna hear screaming from behind us down the hallway.
Yeah. Fucking Vertosh just leans back and smacks the button. The door closes. As if just before it closes, it goes, snoo snoo.
Oh no!
No! Gonna take some of that rage out with her claws.
Yeah, claws. So Sedona moves up and sees that you have Sylvana in cuffs. And this is actually kind of different than what you kind of would expect. You guys know Sedona pretty well. And what you would expect is her to be kind of smug. That's kind of her thing. Like, she'd be like, oh, look at you in cuffs. Like, to Sylvana. But she looks a little more disturbed, and she keeps kind of looking around, like almost a little wild-eyed. Like she's like, this isn't how it went. This wasn't the way it played out. Why are you here? And Sylvana's just kind of like got her hands up, like, what do you mean? Why am I here? It's like, this isn't how it played out, and that's where we'll leave that. Which brings us to Grub. And Grub just moves up.
Yay!
Yay, Grub!
He's grubbing it.
He is grubbing it. He's grubbing it.
Look at him all grubby.
Yep. So
you just hear as it trundles along with the passengers on board.
And max damage.
You're only making it angry.
Yep, but that's fine. Thing actually go. So yeah, you hear this, like, as the door shuts, this thing's like rah, and then you hear this and this like fucking like concussive shockwave hit. And that's all from that, which brings us to Boo. What's Boo doing?
I have no idea. I just told him to follow.
Now if you remember, they all did grab laser pistols. They all created shitty little junk. They ripped apart some of the consoles back in the main room, and they made these little shitty, unstable junk lasers, which is very common for fucking goblins to do. They can slap together shit. That's like their big thing, is they just take junk and turn it into shit.
So basically like the Oompa Loompa dance, where they can like wiggle around each other, they're just gonna kind of go at the big giant robot.
Okay, I like it. So they are going to fire. Now, when they go to fire these guns, they have to do a engineering check. Otherwise, the gun explodes.
Okay, good. I hope they don't all fail. That's one failure, maybe.
We're just going to kind of do it as one big thing. So that's 11. Okay, attempt. Success means the junk laser gains. Space Goblin crafted at a junk laser similar to an Asmith laser pistol, except the range 60 feet. If the wielder laser rolls a natural 1. Oh, no, I'm sorry. That's only if they roll a natty 1. My apologies. It's not they do it on the attack. They do it only on the natty 1 of an attack. So, here, we'll have them just 15 against EAC. Oh, just shy. Unfortunately, that does not hit. But they take a fire. They take a shot at the big robot and miss. Again, these are CR 1/3 creatures. Not great. Which brings us to the top of the round with Eddie. Mr. Eddie, what you doing, bud?
Just gonna hop over this.
Okay.
If I can. Hold on. Give me a moment. There you go. Brush past those two nerds.
Mm-hmm.
And here. He's gonna look for, I don't know, some sort of data pad or notebook or something, because he wants answers.
Okay, give me a perception check.
25.
25. Okay, yeah, you do notice on the consoles over here, there is one active terminal that seems to be, like, still logged in, that maybe your mother didn't clear or didn't shut it down or whatever. So go ahead and give me a computers check to hack into that bitch if you want some of the info. 32. Okay, so you come across a shit ton of information. Some of the basic stuff you find is that you find some old notes, like just skimming. You end up downloading, like you can download a shit ton of it to your data pad. So you take almost all the information, but the few things that you skim over that you find are her old experimental stuff, which dealt mostly with like what you guys know as like Solarian powers of like this like ability essentially of harnessing the like the energy of the universe. And you then find a passage in there that talks about how your mother found a way to essentially extract some of the power from somebody. And then as you read on a little bit more, again, you're just kind of skimming here, your name comes up. And you realize that the, like, entropic version, like the dark side of your powers, were essentially siphoned off. And that's why they really haven't manifest. They were part of you at one time. And they were taken from you. And they were given to one Sardet Ulavestra. And then you skim over some other shit about newer experiments. And you see some things about zombies and cybernetics and taking living tissue and reanimating it in to serve as like essentially like household slaves with like undead creatures and things. And that the Aslanti like Navy had her working on recently was essentially reanimating. And as you look around this room, you see there are these like vats. We talked about it the first time you came in, where there's like these like undead creatures with like robotic eyes and limbs and stuff kind of twitching in these vats like around the room. And but yeah, that's the stuff you pull from it right now. And like I said, it's all been kind of saved to your data pad. But that is, like, at least what you skim over real quick in the middle of a prison break.
I think he's just looking around silently. And that's the end of his turn.
Okay. Which brings us to Robo Boy. Which one? Which Robo Boy deal? That big Robo Boy? I think it is. One second. Who's that? That's that one. That's that one. Yep, that's the one right in front of Sadoon. So now, Scree, you have leapt and attacked this one. So instead, it was going to go after Sadoon. But now, it decides it wants you. So it's going to turn around. And it is going to turn down the hallway. And it's going to go Prowl Safari. And it's going to roll this.
Oh, robot.
Integrated arc emitter. Fuck! Oh, what? Son of a bitch! That's gonna be cool, dude!
Does it only have a plus five, or is
that
its base ability?
That thing has a plus five.
Gotcha, okay.
Now, which makes me sad. Okay, no problem. So yeah, that's what it did. And it is actually going to take a 5-foot guarded step backwards away from you. And actually, technically, when it did that, you would have gotten a attack of opportunity because I didn't do the step first. So if you want to go ahead and take a attack of opportunity, go for it. Because it is
tech.
Yep, that was a technically arranged attack.
Oh, and I just read this. At level 5, Scree's Entropic Strike goes up
to a d6. Oh, so it did go up to a d6. I thought we had talked about that. But perfect.
Yeah, we talked about it, but I never actually changed it. So it's not a d4 anymore. It's a d6.
Roll it up.
just thought I'd let you know before I try and change that.
Nope, it's all good.
Oh, you bastard.
What is that? Casey?
Casey.
Just got him.
Okay. Scree's going to dump two entropy points into this. Which I think is just a d4, isn't it? Yeah. Two extra d4s.
Kadoki? Two extra d6s, right?
Wait, does the entropy... No, I don't think the entropy pool goes up. I think it stays d4s, doesn't it?
Oh, I thought that was the entropic strike damage thing, but okay, that's fine. You know better
entropy
than I do, so
pool,
go for it.
I'll have to look it up, but I'm pretty sure entropic pool is different to entropic strike.
Okay, no problem. So 1d6 plus your stuff. Fuck
15,
yeah.
And it's all acid.
All acid.
He is trying to tear into it with his fist. Just
nice. So yeah, you do that. So it's... Okay, yeah, so you rip into it, and it, like, you see as you, like, take a bite, it, like, scrapes down its chest, and it leaves these, like, searing, like, essentially, you again, your power, like, cuts through the matter of things. You know, they say it's acid, but it's not really, like, acid, not, like, dripping acid. It's, like, you're literally breaking down things on the molecular level, so you just leave these fucking huge gashes down this thing, like, it just went through it like butter. And it hurt it. It took a good chunk. You got some, you see a few sparks go off as it goes back. But yeah, so that is great.
And he got one entropy point from that.
Nice, perfect.
Because he did more damage than his level, so.
Perfect. Perfect, perfect. Okay, Aristo. What is Aristo doing?
Aristo is exactly 100 feet away from the big robot down the hall.
Okay.
Which is the furthest range of the weapon in his hand.
Nice.
So Aristo is going to take a full action.
Nice. Okay.
Yeah. And rather than try and damage this thing, because, you know, we've got some, you know, not some terribly healthy goblins. They've been imprisoned for a while.
Yeah.
Going to provide covering fire for Boo. And I think he debates between Red and Scree. And it's like, no, Scree can handle himself.
Mm-hmm.
So going to take the -4 penalty to make 2 attack rolls.
Okay.
They have to hit an AC of 15 to provide superior covering fire for the other two goblins.
Okie dokie.
So, it's either going to go really well or very poorly.
That's poorly.
That's a poorly on the first one.
Yeah.
It's the thought that counts. And that's a poorly on the second one.
Yep.
So Aristo, back to his bumbling self.
Yeah, Aristo's like, I got your back! And just like the fucking walls and shit just get blasted.
He shoots out a light.
Yep.
He shoots out one of the klaxons.
Yep.
sorry. And that's his full turn.
I love it. So you hear just some clunking down the hallway, Sadoon. But that's all you know for right now.
Oh, God.
Brings us to Sadoon. What you doing, buddy?
I think last I remember I had the... Well, I'm going to bring out the Frosthaft Doshko and just swing it at the robot in front of me.
I like it. Oh, you got reach with
see.
That thing, right?
Yep.
Nice. Go for it.
14 EAC.
Nope. Sorry, bud. You want to take a -4 and go for a full attack?
I can't with the Doshko.
Oh, that's right. It's unwieldy. I want you to win so bad, bud. I don't like it. It hurts my heart. Makes me feel like it's like Rian all over again. I know the feeling. I don't want it to happen to you, even if I talk a lot of shit when I do it. Anyways, moving on. Scree, your turn. What you doing?
Scree is just going to try and...
By the way, Sadoon, if you wanted to move,
it's a threatened square, so is he going to have to try and do an acrobatics to get through the threatened square?
Are you trying to move past him? Because if you're just trying
to
move into him, that you're
right
perfectly
up.
Fine.
He wants to get next to Sadoon.
Oh, yes, you would have to tumble past them.
Yeah, he's going to try and tumble.
Okay, go ahead and give me an acrobatics. I don't know what the hell the thing is, but I'm sure you're going to either nail it or
oh,
not.
Oh, fun! Oh! When he spots two people in the side, he's going to, like, flip the bird as he goes past.
They are cowering, which is funny because one is a guard and the other is an engineer. And, like, woo-hoo, they are both, like, hiding underneath the fucking the consoles together.
He just...
Yeah, that does it.
29.
I don't know what it is, but a 29's got to do it. Okay, so you
flips into place.
Yep, I love it. You fucking do like a handspring over top of him. So from there,
I think that was his action.
No, that's a move action to tumble through.
Really?
Yep.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, it's part of the move action to move through a threatened square.
He's going for the legs now.
Nice. Okay. That's a hit. Okay, give me an entropic strike. 10. Not bad. God, you guys are tearing into him.
Yep. 10 for last, trying to just...
I love it. Okie dokie. This brings us to Red's turn. What's Red doing?
Red has the pistols, right?
Yep, and a spear. I don't know what he used last, but he has a pistol and a spear.
Yeah, he's gonna go with the pistol.
Okay.
He's like, probably gonna stand there and look really, like, cool, turn to the side and try and just, like, whip shot at the robot.
Nice. A little snapshot. I like it.
Yeah. Well, he's trying to show off, right? He's got the crew there.
That's understandable. Completely understandable. Trailblazer semi-tactical. Natty 18 for a 28. That totally hits. Give me damage.
Oh my god.
10 damage. God damn, you guys are picking them apart. Okie dokie. Doing great. You guys are doing great so far.
He is showing off.
Which brings us to this robot. And you hear... The robot goes, disturbance in cell block J. Send help immediately. And then you hear, ksh, 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 ksh. Disturbance in cell block J. Send reinforcements immediately. And nothing comes on the other end. Because somebody straight up fucking shut down all the communications.
Oh, shit.
Watch it get stuck in a logic loop trying to call for help.
No.
What it's gonna do though is it's gonna run up and it's gonna slam Sadoon.
Because this is technically a threatened space by me around the corner.
Yeah.
Could I?
Yeah, sure.
Swing at it.
Take a shot.
I need everything I can.
That's why I'm giving it to you.
18.
EAC.
EAC.
That's a hit. Yeah! So whoever took that bet, which I would have, that Sadoon wasn't going to hit anything.
Well, I might roll a 1 on the damage here.
It's true. That's usually how it goes.
You did it, you son of a bitch.
Hey! Nice! Woo! 11
Whoa,
damage!
That damage,
I think that's the most
damage is
you've
low.
Done in this game.
That damage is low.
Is it? Like, low I as think. In it's not correct, or low as in, like, it's not...
Oh, no, it's correct.
Okay.
I'm sorry.
No worries. As it comes around, you, like, hear it because you were kind of, like, looking forward and you hear the chunk, 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 and you fucking whip around with it and come around that corner and just, like, shink and just fucking put a slice across its chest, which you see, like, crystallize because it's that fucking, like, cryo, like, energy kind of crackling off the end of it that looks like it's, like, the, almost like the, what do you call it, dry ice, like the mist off dry ice is coming off the end of this thing, so... Yep, you catch it, and it steps up. It's like subduing.
Yep, and Scree's just going to try and bodyguard.
Smart. There we go. Much better. -2, 18 hit?
No.
Nice.
Yes.
Would a 20 even hit? Aren't you like 22?
Yeah, I'm at 22.
Yeah, I was
going
to say. Okay, no, that's good. That's good. Okay, cool. So, yeah, he goes, the big fist comes out. He's like, and tries to like slug at you, and you just... Dance out of the way. Ain't no thing. Which brings us to Barry Cinders. What's Barry Cinders up to?
Bernie
Cinders, fuck.
I think he's going to rear back like he's about to hit this dude again.
Yeah.
But then he just like jerks his head up and starts moving this way.
Not even worth it. This guy's still stuck too. This guy can't even
quickly.
Move.
So he's like sprinting.
Okay.
All the way
yes
in here
yes
Okay.
He just looks down at Eddie. And Eddie says, destroy it all.
Fuck, yeah.
I was on the same wavelength.
Nice. Yep. And he's there.
With pleasure.
And fucking just starts fucking like, he just like erupts in flames and goes to start fucking smashing everything. Which brings us to Oris. Oris, what you doing?
That guy.
Okie dokie. Go for it.
So, 13 EAC.
Nope. Unfortunately, that does not hit, my friend. So yeah, you fire wide on that one. You going anywhere or are you staying right there? Which brings us to Ginger. Ginger, what you doing?
Yeah, Mew Mew is going to, just frog march the lady down the corridor. We're going to full, we're going to use our move and our action. So 60 feet.
Why are you bringing us into this combat? They're fighting right there!
Hey, you don't trust me to keep you safe?
I don't know who you are. You're some French lizard, and it's very disturbing. Or maybe Cajun, I'm not sure.
I don't think I have not dialed in the character, you know.
Which is an in-universe thing for her for
that is
Ginger
true.
To say.
Sounds meta. Actually straight up legit. There's so many people on this fucking tracker.
But yes, that's gonna be us.
Okay, no problem. Galta guard back here is going to, I guess, shoot at Aristo.
Aristo has a 17 KAC. Oh, EAC. 14.
Still misses. God damn it. Okay, so yeah, he just is shooting and he's just like, I'm alive! I'm alive! But you do see him keep slapping at the button to try to close the door and it isn't working. Vertash, going to claw attack. Yup.
Rest in peace, that guy.
No, not quite. But he ain't looking good. Okay. God damn. Another one of those and he ain't walking out. But, okay. That's Vertash's turn. You know what? I'm gonna do a full fucking... Actually, would that have hit if it was a full action? No. No, it would not. Yeah, it would have. Fucking full round. That's a -4.
Oh. Dana, I realized what it was.
What was it?
I didn't have my regular strength modifier, so there's an additional 3 damage.
Okay.
On the robot.
Oh, okay. No problem. Well, that's this one. You hit this one. Okay, cool. Flat. Okay. So, that brings us to, Vertasha's turn. Sedona is going to make her way down the hallway as well. And she is going to... With all the craziness that's been going on and that klaxon that fucking Aristo blew out, she is going to do nothing with it. But you see her, like, you see her kind of like her eyes glaze over for a second, and she like lifts her hand up and you see these like shards of glass come up and then go sick, 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 and shoot down the hallway, but they end up like plugging against the wall in the back. They're just like sick, 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 and like slap into it. But...
I think Mimo looks over their shoulder.
Did you just throw glass at me?
She's just like, of course it wasn't at you. I was throwing it at the robot. Just keep moving. And what are you doing? Why are you bringing a prisoner right next to the combat? She's not British. Why
I don't know that Eddie would care if she died.
Is that your decision to make?
That's fair. All right, get down, meat shield.
Okay, moving.
Get down, meat shield.
I love it. So, Grub is going to move up with all the people on the back riding side saddle. This brings us to the Aeon Guard. And they are going to try to punch this thing again, I guess. Nice. Man, they keep this up and they might actually... I mean, they're not going to win. The Muse character emerges. The sleazy, untrustworthy ladies lizard. Okay, perfect. Now, Boo, what's Boo doing?
They're trying to follow Red's lead, and so they kind of all, like, turn or crouch or just try and look cool. Mm-hmm. And they go, pew, pew, pew.
I like it. Okay. Unstable blaster. Nope, unfortunately. There it is, yeah.
Robot.
Goblins in the Charlie's Angels pose. It's perfect.
Yeah. And they're all, like, shooting from, like, really awkward positions.
They're like, yeah.
And so some of them shoot the ceiling, some of them shoot the floor, yeah. Some of them shoot right past the screen.
Yeah, actually, one actually fires back past fucking Ginger, and it fucking hits the ceiling, like, down that way. Boo's like, ah, blah, 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 it's not even the right way. Anyways, moving on. Which brings us back to the top of the round, which goes to Eddie.
I mean, yeah, he's gonna do what he can alongside this dude to literally destroy everything in this room.
Gotcha.
I guess he'll start with the computers. Wherever the bank of computers is.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, you're right there.
And he's just going to start to glow. And use supernova.
Yep, awesome. Yeah, I would say between the two of you, like, with that, you fucking, like, there's just this, like, light, and most of you down the hallway just see this, like, flash of light, and there is just this explosion of flame in this room, and it blows the fucking computers away. It fucking shatters the glass and burns away the cybernetic guys. Like, you straight up just fucking incinerate this room. In fact, you're taken back to that moment, like, as a kid. And you remember the day now. Like, you were reading through that shit, and as this happens and you fucking just let loose in this room, you're taken to that moment when you remember your mother, like, them doing, like, you being strapped into this chair and this, like, not older man. At the time, it was a younger man, but he was still a man. Sitting in this, like, purple regalia, not far from you, wires and shit hooked up to the two of you, and some weird apparatus in between you. And you remember, like, there used to be this balance of, like, hot and cold in you at all times. Like, this disorder and order, like just this, you know, this opposites, this yin-yang. And that yang being pulled from you and being put in, like, and you see it kind of move into this other guy. As you do that, and you remember that, like, all of that energy did overwhelm you at that time, and you did fucking supernova in that second. Like, when the other side of you left, you lost control, and you fucking blew that lab apart as well. With that, you fucking supernova bigger than you've ever done before. You fucking blow this room apart, incinerate everything, all the zombies just to ash, fucking gone. And this thing, it, like, amplifies you as well. This fucking flame thing is just like, it digs it. It thinks it's badass. It's like, yeah! It fucking explodes with you. And as you do and you kind of calm back down, you feel something awaken in you again. You're level 2 Solarian. Congratulations.
Goddamn right.